And let's head down to Boston and catch up with our TSN Raptors analyst, Jack Armstrong. How you doing, Jack?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing well. I mean, what is up with this? I mean, I guess that's the NBA in a nutshell, maybe pro sports in a nutshell. When you're at home, you're more comfortable and you feel good. You got the crowd behind you. But over the past 3 or 4 years, generally speaking, whoever's playing at home, when it's Celtics, Raptors, they're going to win the game.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a big element of pro sports, and particularly in the NBA, because there's so many dynamic plays and plays that change momentum, so many scoring chances that, you know, affect, you know, how guys feel and the emotional highs and lows. And the crowd can really have a difference in terms of motivating a home team and intimidating the three officials. And, you know, when you look at the Celtics, everybody's talking about how much they're struggling. I mean, they're 1-5 in their last six on the road. But by the way, they're 6-0 in their last six games at home. So as much as they're struggling, and they've lost three in a row, all those losses came on the road, and they're one of the best home teams in the NBA. So I think the Raptors are facing a game tonight where, you know, you're playing a wounded animal. There's a lot of questions here in Boston about just how good this team is, and there's some finger pointing going on, a lot of different elements to it. So to me, I think tonight, for the Raptors to come in here, they're going to have to play really, really well to have a chance to win.
With all that concern and debate and drama down there, does this mean that Brad Stevens is no longer the greatest coach in the history of pro sports, or what?
Well, in my opinion, I think the guy's a great coach. When you go to two straight Final Fours and two straight NCAA championship games at Butler and you don't cheat, you're a pretty good
allegedly,
coach.
Jack, allegedly.
Oh, no, no. I know the guys that are doing it, and I know the guys that aren't, and he was one of the guys that wasn't. And he's like, to me, he's like I think he's a terrific coach. You know, they used to say it about Don Shula. He can take his and beat yours. He can take yours and beat his. I think that highly of Brad. I think he's one of the great coaches we have, not only in the NBA, but in our overall sport today. I think you talk to coaches at every level, and I think he's widely praised. And, you know, I think right now what he has is a challenge on his hands, and that is sometimes you could have too much talent, and you only have one ball, and it's the process of trying to figure out how everybody can play in the same sandbox. And it's a team sport, and trying to get guys with different agendas and pull, you know, people pulling them at them in terms of the number of shots they take and the points they score and all that, which is all selfishness. As a coach, you have to fight through all that and get guys to get convinced that, you know, it's all about what's good for each other. And that's the challenge. And the beauty of this is, in spite of the fact that they're in fifth place in the East, you know, a good stretch, and they could get themselves right in the hunt for a 2 or 3 seed. So I still think they have the most talent of the five top teams in the East. The question is, they're of the five, they're playing least like a team of those five.
Do you think that buy-in you mentioned, Jack, how much different or difficult is it in today's game than back in your day coaching? Or, I mean, it's a different world out there. Guys just want contracts, money, shoe deals. It must be a lot more difficult to get guys to buy into for that ultimate goal.
It's hard to coach. It really is. You're right. I mean, it's incredibly hard because you have, you know, I call it the gatekeepers. They're the ones that screw the league up, and not just our league. I mean, you know, you look at the Major League Baseball, the NFL, NHL, there are so many secondary figures, you know, the agent, then, you know, the marketing rep and the social media rep. And you have all these secondary type figures with teams that are constantly building walls. And people really aren't able to get through to the true essence of the athlete. And there's so many people putting walls up between them and the people that really matter. And that's the basketball people, the hockey people, the football people, the baseball people, to really impart their wisdom and lessons on these guys, that you got a lot of clueless people that have selfish messages that don't know anything about what it's like to be on a team and be part of that. that really screw these guys up. And again, I'm not pointing this out as if it's a Celtic thing, or it's a general thing in pro sports. And I think it's a true challenge when you're trying to really build today. And I think as a coach or as an executive today, as much as you want to recruit, retain a player, there are times too that you have to have healthy conflict to get guys to understand that, hey, it's still about the brand, the name of the team, and the team you play for, not you.
With Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst, Raptors Celtics in Boston tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. You know, all of these teams, 29 teams in the league, fighting to achieve even just a minor amount of success that Golden State has managed to pick up and have over the past 4 years. And then you watch the way they play last night. You know, and you mentioned that coaching. It's one thing to worry about your own guys. Then you got to look at this team. They scored 51 points in the first quarter last night. 51 in the first quarter. 10 three balls in the first quarter last night. Like, you know, I know it comes up every few weeks whenever we talk, Jack. We don't discuss it all the time, but you know, as a guy in a city where there's a really good team, and you're in another city where there's a really good team in Boston, and there's a few other really quality teams. But what are we talking about here? Like, if Golden State gets rocking and Boogie Cousins is back in a week or two, who's going to really compete with them?
Well, the good thing is the Raptors and the Celtics are in the East. All they got to worry about is being the last man standing in their conference. And then they got seven games on the biggest stage of all to try to maybe, you know, unseat the champion, which is all you ever wanted to begin with. I think it's a whole lot different out West. I mean, look at the Denver Nuggets. They've had a great year. And Mike Malone, their coach, has done a fabulous job with a lot of injuries. They've been the number one team out there for pretty much the whole year, an outstanding team on both ends. And they got dismantled at home. Nobody does that to Denver, particularly at altitude. People come in, and they hit the wall, you know, usually 8 minutes into the game. Instead, you know, as you mentioned, 51 points. They made 10 threes. It looked like the varsity playing against the JV.
No kidding.
It was absolutely shocking. You know, you mentioned Cousins. He's a phenomenal talent. He's high maintenance, a load to deal with. He could either come in there and put them over the hump and make them unbeatable, or he could be a guy that's a combustible personality that creates more complexity to what their season has been. But I think when you look at them, we all know they're the best team. We all know they're the most talented and the most skilled. And if they get it all together, they're awfully tough to beat. On the other hand, if you're Toronto, you've beaten them twice already. You got to feel pretty good. Even if you play them again, that would be in June. I'll sign up for that right now, and I'll take my chances with that.
Well, everybody would. I hear you. And listen, I'm all for it. It would be the greatest run and greatest season in Raptors history, even if they got swept in the final. The fact that they got to a final would be an incredible achievement. I can't help but have that defeatist attitude. It's the truth. I watch this Golden State team. And the thing is about Boogie, you're right, Jack. But because of the contract, if he comes in and he's a pain in the ass, they'll just say, get out of here. They'll cut him. He'll be out. I don't think he's going to be in a position to be a diva. And I think it sets up perfectly for them because he's been around the team rehabbing the whole year. So he knows them. He's going to likely know where he kind of fits in. They're going to ease him in with minutes. And if it's a problem, there's no commitment. It's a one-year deal at like $5 million or whatever. They'll just tell him, there's the exit. Get the hell out.
Yeah, no, I mean, and they have guys that, you know, can kind of run the room a little bit.
Right.
Above and beyond Steve Kerr. I mean, they have, you know, guys like Durant and Curry, Klay Thompson in particular, three guys. You know, Draymond Green could be a little as combustible as he is, but the other three guys I mentioned, and then you have guys like Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala, all really good pros. And they have a few other guys as well on their team that I think are really good guys, good pros, that, you know, a lot of times overwhelm a guy like that when you're the sore thumb and you're a bit of a knucklehead and the rest of the guys are doing the right thing, you really stand out poorly. So I do think there'll be a lot of good positive peer pressure there to get him to line up. And again, that's why by far they're the best team. But I'll say this, the Eastern Conference semis and the Eastern Conference finals, I think the competition that the five teams in the East have to play when you get to the final four teams and the East Championship, I think will be tougher than what the Warriors are going to have to go through in the West semis and the West finals. I really believe that the dogfight of the, whoever gets to the final four spots in the East in the last two playoff rounds will be absolutely brutal.
I'm with you on that. More depth at the top. Enjoy it in Boston tonight, Jack. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Guys, stay warm. Have a great night.
Yeah, we're trying. Jack Armstrong.